Actions of faith bring victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland explains what you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, by faith, makes you a doer of the word. Strengthen your faith, next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
In James chapter 1, let's look at verse 22. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a hearer of the word, if he be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, straightway forgetteth, or immediately forgets what manner of man he was. He forgets really what he saw. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Oh, you hear what he just called the word of God? The perfect law of liberty. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in his deed. He will be. No, not might be. He will be. He will be. You got to continue there, though. Quitting is not an option. We don't quit around here.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
Right.
We just keep going. Praise God. It's our bat and our ball. We play till we win. We don't play 9-inning games. We don't play 4 quarters. No, we play till we win. It ain't over till we say it's over. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our right, isn't it? I mean, after all, our Father's the judge, so come on.
Amen.
Come on.
We got the game won before we ever get in it. Because we don't quit. We just keep coming. We just keep coming, praise God. And there's, oh, glory. Now, why would this man that's a hearer only? Now, what about the one that's a hearer and doer? A hearer and doer and not a quitter? Because the quitting part is equal to that. Acting on the word and never quitting. Acting on the word and continuing therein. So, this man that is not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Why? Well, anyone at all that can tell me the exact length of your nose, inches, centimeters, if your nose is that long. Well, maybe millimeters. Or, well. Why don't you know? Why can't you tell me? You never made the decision to find out. And when you go to the perfect law of liberty, you have to do the same thing. You have to make the decision. My answer's in this book, and I'm going to find it. Glory to God. And when I find it, I'm going to act on it, and I'm going to keep acting on it till it comes to pass, till I win the victory. Praise God. I'm going to keep praising God till this thing comes to pass. Now, let me give you an example. Turn with me. We're there in the book of James. Turn with me to the 4th chapter and look at the 7th verse. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Now that's the Word of God. Brother Copeland, I resisted the devil. And? Well, he didn't flee. You just lied. On either one count or the second. You didn't resist him. You said you did. Or you resisted him. No way he can still be there. Actually, what you're trying to say is you don't see any evidence that he's gone. Right. You already have evidence that he's gone, darling. You just read your evidence. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in a whole lot of cases, you didn't resist him. You have to use the Word. You need to be using the blood. And you need to be using the name. And I mean, you need to get those scriptures. You need to write them down. And you need to prepare your sword. Draw it and get on those words. And let the Bible fight its own fight. Glory be to God. You take your stand and you say in the name of Jesus, this is settled today. You're done today, devil. It's over today. Now you're fleeing. Goodbye. And don't ever allow any thought of him not being gone. Don't allow any idea that he's still there. Come on. Don't entertain in the slightest notion that he didn't leave. Now, if there's been an active spirit, we know, well, of course, we know, you know, he's the author of all sickness and all disease, all poverty. He's the author of the curse. If there is an active spirit involved in a sickness or in a bondage, in an addiction, and you cast him out, and he's completely gone, your body is still in the habit of being around that thing. Give your body an opportunity to heal. Give it an opportunity to pull on out of there. But don't believe the symptoms. Don't believe that trash. He has fleed. And read the Word to him. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. You're not here. Glory to God. You're done. It's over. We done shipped your saddle home. You're through. Come on, you're gone. No. I have evidence that you're gone. Amen. I have it. I have it out of the mouth of more than two witnesses. Amen. I've got James 4:7. I've got 1 John 4:4. I've got the second chapter of the book of Philippians. Glory to God. And you bow your knee. He has been exalted and given him his name. That name is above every name that's named. Glory be to God. Cancer, you're a name. You bow your knee to the name of Jesus and the spirit life and cancer. Go! Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dementia, Alzheimer's, you're a name. You bow your knee to the name of Jesus. You Alzheimer's devil, you get out of here. You can't stay here. No, you get your hand off my brain. You can't touch my brain. You sure can't touch my mind. I've not been given a spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is the devil. So the spirit of fear is the spirit of dementia. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bow your knees, Satan. We overcome you by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, listen. And the word of our testimony. The word of our confession. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. But don't even go there until you've got the scriptures, the promises and scriptural facts upon which you are basing your faith. Don't try to base your faith on just an idea. Or on just something that because you just like to believe it. Amen. Amen. This is faith's solid foundation. It's the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith is the word of God. Did you ever stop and think about the fact that the ministry of the prophet, particularly what I'm referring to now, is in the old covenant, the first covenant. His job was to hear from God and give the people something to say. He gave them something to believe and something to say. Moses told the people what God said, and they said, no, we ain't doing that. So God said, don't go up. We said, yeah, we're going up. Oh, we're going up. Oh, we're going up. We just weep and cry because we didn't go up. You told us to go up, and we didn't go, but now we're going. He said, no, don't go. Yeah, we're going, and went anyway, and just got the slats kicked out of him. So whatever he said, they didn't believe that. They believed what they wanted to believe, and whatever they believed, they said. Right. And it finally got them all killed. They kept saying and saying and saying. They believed it. They did not believe that he loved them. And after the first praise and worship session on just the other side of the Red Sea, when they sang songs about God casting horse and rider into the sea, that's the last time for 40 years they praised God. This doesn't work without praise, people. It doesn't work without praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And what did they keep saying? We're going to die in this desert. Well, God is in covenant with his people. And he would give them the truth and the true plan of victory. But they wanted something else. Well, they're covenant people if that's what they want. He'd wind up having to give it to them or lose them to complete destruction. Right. See, judgment is the mercy of God. Because without judgment, you just get totally destroyed and wiped out. But under his judgment, you're under a controlled situation until you repent and get out of that mess.
Yes.
Praise God. Anyway, we're going to die in the desert. We're going to die in the desert.
We're going to die in the desert.
We're going to die in the desert. Oh, we're going to die in the desert. And finally, God said, I have heard that. It has entered into my ear, and you will die in this desert. Nobody is going to make it past 80 years old. You're going to die in this desert. He got 70 or 80 was never ever God's lifespan for human beings. That came on a disobedient people, and it's still working in the lives of disobedient people. Amen. The only lifespan number spoken by God was 120. And medical science will tell you today that the human body should live 120 years. They say that without even looking at a Bible. Now, isn't that amazing? It's just a physical fact that this thing's supposed to live 120 years. Well, then, so what's messed it up so bad? Disobedience to the Word of God. Oh, I could get in there and mess around with that this morning, but maybe I better not, at least at this time. So, believe it, say it, and then act on it. Second chapter of the book of James. And look at the 14th verse. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? He's not talking about the new birth there. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Let's substitute, instead of works, corresponding action. That's the works he's talking about. Faith without corresponding action is dead. Now, just a little sometimes it's just a very simple thing, but it is acting on what you believe in your heart and what you said with your mouth, and you take the next step. Mm-hmm. And it could be just something very, very simple. Back in the very, very, very early days of this ministry, and I was believing God for an airplane. And I knew the airplane. I knew where it was. I knew about what it'd take to buy it. But I didn't have the money to go buy it. The first thing I did was something that I could do. I didn't have the airplane, but I'm not going to wait until I get the airplane to order my instrument charts. So I bought a flight case. I had money enough to buy a flight case. And I ordered my instrument charts. I was preaching this one time, and you notice I was very, very articulate when I said charts. There was a woman who got a note from a woman who said, why did you need a bag for your shorts? Oh, I already had a bag for my shorts. It was my charts. I didn't have a bag for them. And I started working those charts just like I had the airplane. And picked out the hangar that I wanted at the little airport out there south of town. It's a big, nice regional airport now, but back there then, it was small. And it was just a few blocks from our house. And I knew just the hangar I wanted. And it wasn't but a matter of days until just several supernatural steps took place. And that airplane came into my hands. So, and I inquired right then about hangar number such and such. And the guy laughed at me. He said, Kenneth, now I used to work on that airport. He said, Kenneth, you know better than that. He said, these people leave these hangars in their will, man. He said, there's no hangar space available on this airport. I said, well, how about the tie-down spot right here in front of it? Yeah, he said, you can have any tie-down spot you want. I said, I want the one right here so that when that hangar comes available, you just push my airplane right in there. What am I doing? I'm acting. I'm acting. Yeah. And I said, now, when that hangar comes open, I got first shot at it, right?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, he said, yeah. It wasn't any time. I mean, surprisingly few days. He called me, he said, Copeland, this beats all I have ever seen in my life. I said, what? I knew what. What? He said, that hangar's come open. I said, good. Push my airplane right straight in there. Now, it was one of the few hangars on that front line that was big enough for a twin. That's the reason I wanted it. Because there ain't no way that little single engine airplane is going to do what I needed to do.
Yeah.
I'm already acting on the twin.
Yeah.
Now, don't just take off and just doing just wild, goofy.
Right.
Get on the Word.
Right.
Everything I'm telling you was founded on the Word.
Praise God.
The Word of God was already in its place. Amen.
Amen.
You get off into presumption and it's not even faith at all. It's just a bunch of wild ideas. Get on the Word. If it starts kind of wavering around, you go back to the Scriptures you're standing on. You go back and read them. You go back and look at them. You go back and start. You, if you're not careful, you confess the same Scripture long enough, you'll start confessing it wrong. You have to watch stuff like that. You have to stay on the book. The book itself. Are you listening to me now?
Yes.
Well, that's the same way the twin came. That first little twin engine airplane. Oh, man. We wore that airplane out twice. Just wore it completely out. And it just was so wonderful. But the thing that I'm telling you believe it in your heart. Then you say it with your mouth. Then you act on your faith.
We are providing the study notes from our teaching free. Go to kcm.org/notes. The notes for the broadcast will include the key points, scriptures, prayers, interactive questions. These notes follow along with us or for your personal Bible study or to teach a small group, something like that. It helps you just immerse yourself deeper into the study of the Word. I'm telling you, this is good stuff, man.
So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." The Explosive Faith Package includes The Force of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, along with the additional Growing Your Faith MP3 audio disc. These foundational resources will help you discover the difference between the physical laws of this world and the laws that govern our spiritual lives. Understand how fear affects the physical body. Discover what happens to your spirit the moment you accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Learn how faith transfers God's will to earth. Only God's Word can put your spirit, soul, and body into proper order. Change your tomorrow by changing what you say today. Activate the Force of Faith and move into the destiny that God has for you. Request your free Explosive Faith Package, an audio series and book by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Grow daily with the Word of God. Expand and develop your faith. Experience new levels of God's wisdom and revelation. Faith is your victory. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I want you to get a hold of these things we're offering you this week because you and I should always be growing in our faith. And the more we feed our faith, the more we feed our spirit, the Word of God, the stronger we become in faith. And this book, this MP3 teaching by Brother Copeland, they're going to give you a solid foundation. It's all based right on the Word of God. Now, why would that be important? It's because God has a plan for you. God has a plan for every born-again believer, and you are called to something, you are called somewhere, and you are called to someone. There's an anointing on you to be a minister. And faith is the spiritual force that can change things around you. It takes faith to walk out that calling, because faith can remove what's in front of you that needs to be moved. It can restore to you whatever's been stolen. Faith can set you free, because it's the victory that overcomes the world. We want you to have these things. They're free. Go to kcm.org, request them. We'll get them out to you right away. Hey, here's good news. Brother Copeland's going to be right here at Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas on December 31st for a huge New Year's Eve celebration. This is going to be an amazing time in praise and worship. And what better way to run into the new year with a fresh word from God? Come hear this, grab a hold of it and say, that's it. That's mine. I'm living with that this year. I'm telling you, there's no better way to guarantee the blessing of the Lord on your life in the coming year than to make His word first place to you. Amen. God has something good He wants to say to you. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast or download the study notes free. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.
To a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're calling things that be not as though they were, and you begin to see it. Glory to God. I'm richer than I ever knew I was. I'm richer beyond my whole imagination.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord.
Because He can do exceeding abundantly beyond all I can ask or think, and He promised to do it according to the power that's working within me.
Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. June 13th through 15th, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California, USA. July 22nd through 27th, attend Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.